Greetings. It is Friday evening, June 26th, 2015. We are almost to July. This is Maitri Liebeluhl coming to you from the coast of North Carolina at my little home, Dragonfly Cottage. I am delighted to be back recording again. I did podcasts at Audio Boo for over a year to 50,000 wonderful listeners, and then my house burned down and everything kind of fell out the bottom. So I am just now getting back to podcasting, and they will be on my website until I figure out where I would like them to go, but I will announce them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other places. So you will look for me there and on my website until the time that I will soon be located on a station. I am calling these podcasts the Elemental Podcasts for a couple of reasons. The first one is a little humorous. I drive a Honda Element, and it is parked in my one-car-attached garage, and it is, for now, for all intents and purposes, my recording studio. This is because I live with four rescue pugs. I have adopted 11 from the last several years, but in October, I adopted the most adorable sweetheart of a little elderly lady pug, named Laverne, but Laverne is a barky puss, and there is nowhere in my house I can be sure to record without all kinds of barking and noise in the background. So I am giving this a go here in the Elemental Studio, my Honda. But there are other reasons that I wanted to call it the Elemental Podcast. First of all, we think of the elements, the weather that we kind of keep an eye on, the rain, the storm, the sunny days, the hail, whatever happens to be coming up. There's always different weather every day when we get up. But in my particular life, the weather is more mental health issue sort of related. I might get up on a day that depression looms very deep and wide and covers over everything, and I have to learn how to take care of myself with the weather that is here on that particular day. A sunny day brings something else entirely, and the elements kind of match the moods. I have several mental health diagnoses. I am bipolar. I have PTSD. I have clinical depression and an anxiety disorder, and to top it all off, the cherry on top of the sundae is agoraphobia, which has developed over the years so that I rarely ever leave my home at all. I do on rare occasion for a doctor's appointment, that kind of thing, and it is very difficult. So I have built a world for myself here at what I call Dragonfly Cottage, and it is a world of animals and gardens and writing and art and teaching and all manner of things. I have created a home that is built on a foundation of silence and solitude, prayer and meditation. Again, the garden and nature and the natural world. And my animals, which are the light of my life, my four rescue pugs, and a rescued parrot, an African gray named Miss Scarlet. Scarlet came neckety as a jaybird, and she had been a plucker since birth, and she looked pretty well ready to go in the stew pot the day that she arrived. And I had really worked with her. I used to run a shelter for disabled and unwanted parrots, and I've worked with and hand-raised just about everything from finches to macaws and cockatoos. So I really worked with her, and she was fully feathered and beautiful until the night of the fire. I was luckily able to get Scarlet and the pugs out the back where I was just coming in the door, but I lost four beloved parrots that I had hand-raised from babies, and had for nearly 20 years, and they were loves of my life, and it was very devastating. So it's been a year of challenges, and what I hope to bring to bear on these podcasts, since I believe we all have to have a purpose and a meaning for doing these podcasts, is I have had to learn to structure my life very carefully every single day, because what I deal with can be so debilitating I would never get anything done. But I believe that self-care routines and living mindfully, very much in the moment, is something that not only gets me through, but in my writing, in my teaching, in my mentoring with people, what I always tell them is that this present moment is all you've got. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not yet here. And I, too, worry about all of the tomorrows. What am I going to do about money? I'm so afraid if I don't sell this book, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is, today well lived gives you the best shot at tomorrow and all of the wonderful things that tomorrow might bring. So we're going to be talking about some of these things in the podcast, some of our coping mechanisms and self-care practices. In other words, the way that we dress for the elements around us. We don't go out into a thunderstorm without an umbrella. Well, there are things that we can do to face a day that is a very anxious one, or one where we are profoundly depressed. And I am currently writing a book called A String of Pearls. And this book is little short chapters, little episodes from my life, wherein a day might start out dark, or I might be looking back at a period of my life that was very difficult. But my way with these times is to look for the pearl, to know that if I am in the worst of the worst of the worst time, there is always going to be a ray of light coming in just around the edge. And if I can't do anything but meditate on that ray of light in that day, I can make it till tomorrow. And I want to help you see that ray of light, find that ray of light, and make your way through to the next day too. I'm 61 years old, and I have been through quite a lot in my 61 years. In addition to that, I have been a lifelong writer and artist. I'm a Reiki master and a Shambhala master healer. I was ordained an interfaith minister, and I was way back when I was having my three children, a La Leche League leader for 10 years. I taught childbirth classes for 10 years. I was very involved in the home birth movement. I had my second and third children at home. And life has just been so full of so many things. Like for all of us, in the darkest times, we can remember times that were bright and beautiful. And the memory of those things can remind us that they are possible and that they will come again. And I know that I'm going through a particularly difficult time right now. I've been just profoundly depressed for the last few months and had a hard time getting a grip. But I know that the days are coming when the sunlight will be flooding in the windows when I get up again. And getting up with four funny little pugs really helps a lot. I don't know what I would do without my animals. So there's just going to be so many things that we're going to talk about, and I will be bringing so many things via my website. You will find these podcasts again on my website for the time being. My website, I have a blog that is a long-running, almost 2 million visits to my blog. My blog itself is called Maitri's Heart, and it was someplace else, actually on Blogger, before I moved to this website 2 years ago. So it's on the cover of the website. When you go to this address, you land on the blog. So my web address is maitrileebelul.com. I will spell that for you. That is Maitrileebelule. So check out the website. I will be bringing another podcast to you very soon, and my blessings and love to you all.